Divorce can feel like everything is falling apart, but what if it's actually your chance to rebuild stronger than ever? Today, Olivia Dreisen Howell and Jenny Dreisen share how Fresh Starts Registry helps women reclaim their space, their voice, and their future after divorce. Welcome to Women Winning Divorce, the podcast helping successful women navigate divorce with dignity so you can protect yourself, your children, and your assets. I'm Heather Quick, founding attorney at Florida Women's Law Group, where women win at life. This week, we had sisters Olivia Dreisen Howell and Jenny Dreisen, founders of Fresh Start Registry. We had a powerful conversation about reframing divorce as a brave new beginning, reclaiming your life after a toxic marriage, and the emotional power of starting again with confidence, clarity, and support. Welcome to this week's episode of Women Winning Divorce. I'm Heather Quick, owner and attorney at Florida Women's Law Group. Today, I'm joined by sisters Olivia Dreisen Howell and Jenny Dreisen, the powerhouse founders of Fresh Starts Registry, the world's first support platform and registry designed for life's boldest transitions, including divorce, career changes, and other fresh starts. Today, we will be discussing why divorce isn't an ending, but an opportunity for renewal, how to emotionally and physically reset your life after a divorce or toxic marriage, and how Fresh Starts Registry helps women reclaim stability, confidence, and support when they need it most. Welcome, ladies.
Thanks, Heather.
Thank you so much for having us. We're so happy to be here.
Well, I'm really excited. I think this is going to be a great episode. We're going to learn so much. So let's jump right in. For our listeners, I'd love to hear from each of you just about your personal story and really how you got to where you are today with this really fascinating company.
Yeah, sure. I'll get started. I think I have the first half of the story,
okay,
both biologically because I'm the older sister, and then also the first half of our origin story for our baby, which is Fresh Starts. So I am from New York. I have two sons. I always say I got married in my late 20s. I had a very stereotypical, you know, two little boys. My husband was an engineer. He was a musician. We had just a very suburban life. I owned and own a marketing agency, worked for myself. So I worked from home, raised the kids. And, you know, it was not a great marriage. It was very toxic, very emotionally abusive. And so when my kids were about almost 3 and 5, like marriages do, ours, we were about 8 years married. It kind of came to a head and my marriage ended. And that was April of 2019. And we lived together. We cohabitated for a few months because most people do and they don't talk about that. And then he actually moved. We were in New York and he moved back home to Chicago where his parents were from. So I was left, you know, with two little boys and a 3-bedroom house. And my sister, who, you know, Jenny, she was with her then fiance, which we'll get into. But they came over the day my ex-husband left, and they helped me clean out the house and they installed a security system. And at the end of this very long day of emotional cleaning, what was left was an empty house. And the things that were there were really emotionally charged, right? Like,
yeah,
the sheets we shared and the towels he used. And I kind of had this aha moment where it was like, I need the things from our registry now, right? Like, I need new plates and cups and forks and spoons. So I literally put the kids to bed and I Googled divorce registry. And I thought, well, you know, I had a baby registry. I did marketing for a baby registry company. I know, obviously, had a wedding registry. I know a little bit about this industry. There has to be a divorce registry. And there wasn't. And the only thing that came up was big articles saying, why has this not existed so far? So I called Jenny. And at this time, she was working on the road. She did tech for big events. She was on the road most of the year, half the year.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we talked every day. And I said, I think we should start this thing called Fresh Starts Registry. I journaled about it. And I said, I want to become the one-stop platform, the one-stop shop for people to begin their life again, right? So to have all the items you need and all the people that you need to really build your hype team out of the people on your support team, especially mm-hmm. for divorce. Mm-hmm. We come from a family of divorce. So our grandparents are all divorced. Our parents are divorced. I thought I would know a little bit about divorce going into this, and I did not, right? It's totally different. So, Jenny, I have a lot of ideas, and Jenny said, I love this idea, but we don't have the money for a startup. We don't know how to build a registry. We don't know how to do any of this stuff, but I really love this idea. And so I was like, okay, you know, I'll keep going. We'll see what happens. And then I'll let Jenny take over her side of the story here.
Yeah, a couple of things happened that brought it into fruition. So when Olivia called me with her idea, I had just recently gotten engaged to my partner who I'd been with for, I think, 8 years by that point. We were living together in an apartment in Queens. And I was like, this is a great idea. We've never worked together. I mean, we had a card company when we were little together, and we had a blog together when we were in our early 20s and stuff like that. That did pretty well. But we never worked together. And I was like, I don't know if I want to work with my sister. I was making good money. And like Olivia said, I was on the road, you know, 5 months out of the year at these large corporate events. And I was like, I'm not giving up my job to do that. And I'm trying to plan a wedding and I'm doing all of these things. And then COVID hit. And my bridal shower was the weekend before all of the lockdowns. And when I was making my registry for that wedding, I was like, we've lived together for 6 years. I don't need anything, right? This is the problem. You don't need anything. You start upgrading stuff and it's tough, but you have everything. And then COVID hits. And my job goes virtual. And I was like, this is a time that I can start working with my sister. She'd been trying to get me to come work with her at her marketing agency for years. And so I go to the marketing agency and start sort of doing both. And then my wedding, obviously, was supposed to be May 2020. So that got pushed off. And then it got pushed off again. And by the time we got to June of 2021, my ex and I looked at each other and we were like, I don't think this is the thing. Like, I don't think that either one of us is really as happy as we could be. Very different relationship than what Olivia had. Coming out of it was very different, you know, and I think it's important to honor both of those paths. Like, there are relationships that are really unhealthy. And then there are relationships where, like, you're just not as happy or as loved as you could be. And that's also something that you don't have to stay in if you're just not as loved as you should be. Mm-hmm. And so I left my ex. I left him when, you know, we had the conversation one night and I moved out the next morning. And I had the opposite experience. Olivia stayed in the house and was left with all the stuff and donated a lot of stuff and replaced it on her own. I moved into an apartment with nothing. I just moved in with my clothes. I didn't even bring things that we had gotten for our wedding registry, like the upgraded rice cooker, which was $300 rice cooker I should have left with. And so I had nothing. Meanwhile, a year ago, people are begging to buy me things from a wedding registry, and now I have nothing. And I sat on the floor of my new apartment, which was really cute. I, you know, adding things to a cart. $10,000 later, I have everything for an apartment. And I kind of called up my sister and I said, I think your idea is time for it to come back. So that was June. I moved in July. And then by August, we were launched.
Wow.
And so we came together with everything that we know how to do and sort of with the abilities that we have and just bootstrapped it from my dining room table, my new dining room table.
Well, that is also, I mean, that's just like amazing. And isn't that how, like, honestly, great companies do come from needs, you know? You recognize, hey, this is a need. I can't be the only person, especially when the market is completely void of anything to help. So tell us a little bit about some of the hardest moments during your own fresh starts and what helped keep you moving forward.
Well, I'll start. So one of the reasons that we were really intent on building out the expert side of the platform was because I had no idea what type of people I would need around me during my divorce. And so my ex was really gracious and I stayed in the marital home with my kids, which was wonderful because it got us through the pandemic. And I could afford the mortgage, but I had to refinance the house.
Nobody knows that you have to do that.
Right. And so I was blessed with our aunt actually told us about a mortgage person who could help. And I will never forget talking to him on the phone. And he was like, you know, I said, I own my own business. I don't know if I'm going to be able to afford this. And he was like, how much do you make? And it wasn't very much, but I told him. And he said, no, we can figure it out on that, you know, salary. And I was like, the heavens opened up and I was like, oh, I can actually do this. And I said, I always say he was like my rock, but I didn't know I needed a mortgage person during that time. Right. And so I, you know, now I talk to women navigating divorce every day, all day. And I remind them, like, you need to build, this is about building a team of people around you.
Yeah.
And so, you know, divorce is so many, it's such a hurry up and wait type of situation. But those, like, hurry up moments, you need to have the person there that's going to help support you so you can get your lawyer the information they need so they can submit it, right? And so if you are rushing to get an expert and you get somebody you don't align with, that's ultimately not going to be great for you. So I think a lot of my harder moments in my divorce journey and my fresh start was figuring out who can support me right during this time. We started mediation. We bounced around mediators. I had to then get a lawyer, then switch lawyers. You know, it's like.
And you think when your dad is a divorced lawyer, not a divorce lawyer, but a divorced lawyer,
right.
He might know some divorce lawyers. And he was like, I don't know, maybe this. And so you have no idea who to ask. It's all word of mouth.
Right.
Right. It's all connections. And Olivia didn't know anybody that was getting divorced.
No. And I wasn't talking about it online. I wasn't like, and I'm an online person and I wasn't openly talking about it. Most of my friends and family didn't know. And I got divorced during the pandemic, which is a whole other conversation. And so I would say a lot of the rougher parts for me was just figuring out what I needed and trusting the people around me. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think for me, what was interesting as a middle child who has always sort of been responsible for everybody else was that people were showing up. My friends were showing up. They were asking how they could help. And I think it was really hard, you know, when you're in those moments to know exactly how to delegate help. And so I had friends that were offering to come over and build furniture or break down boxes. And I think that was something we also sought to help people with, to educate on, of like, here's ways that people can help you. Because I think when you're met with somebody that's like, please, I want to help you. I want to buy you something. I want to do something for you.
Yeah.
It can be really hard to know what you need in those moments. So we're always trying to sort of help people, educate them on that so that we can bridge that gap between the support and those who need support and the supporters.
And now, that's really great. That's such a, there is such a need for knowing all of those things.
Yeah.
Now, starting a business with your sister is certainly a unique path. So tell us a little bit about how that journey has been and what it's been for each of you.
I think, well, we had this on-ramp, I'll call it, of running the social media agency together. And I think what's so interesting about that was that Olivia and I bring really different skill sets to everything, but there's a couple of dangers and I'll get into them. But this, you know, Olivia is really good with content and ideation. And she's very much the front face of Fresh Starts. She's the CEO and she is the person that also talks to women who are going through divorce every day. She's gone very intentionally and gotten her coaching certificate so that she can ethically and responsibly talk to people while they're going through these things. She's both a certified life coach and a certified divorce coach, even though she doesn't do either one of those things, you know, because we're doing a million other things. And so, and then I bring to the table like all of this like back end stuff and math minded stuff. And I do sort of all the numbers. And then we both bring to the table a lot of ideas. And that's the most dangerous thing, honestly, Heather, for us, is that about once every 3 months, one of us will come to the other one and go, I have a horrible idea. And what we mean is like, I have a great idea and it's going to take a lot of work. And so we need to do it because, so it's a great idea. But we know we're going to be tired. But Olivia and I have always, you know, I think going through a divorce together at a young age, I was 7 and she was 9 when our parents got divorced. And they did a very good job of keeping everything very calm and balanced. And, you know, we have a wonderful stepdad that we got to get in the divorce. But, you know, it's scary. It's scary being 7 and 9 and having your parents get divorced and sleeping at new places. And, you know, we have a little brother and then we had a little sister later. Like, we've navigated a lot together.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are a good team. And I think that it's been really refreshing and fascinating. And honestly, really, really, it's grown our relationship a lot to have to deal with certain things. Like, you know, say no to the other one and say, I don't think that's a good idea. Or say, I don't think you should have said that. Like, those are scary things to have to say. But it's fascinating to see how our relationship has developed through that. Olivia, what do you think?
Yeah, I was going to say we've had different iterations, I think, of our relationship generally. And he was my co-parent, even when I was married. And so we had to learn. I mean, she gave my kids their first baths. She took them to school. She picked them up. You know, she was there for everything. And so in a lot of ways, we had to learn to parent together. And we definitely had our fights, you know, where we had to work things out. We put our relationship first, right? And I think that that's like most important. So we've done, I wouldn't say like therapy together, but we've done like different like sessions.
Yeah, we've worked with coaches,
you know,
together.
With coaches to, you know, yeah, just on our communication. I have massive ADHD and she does not. And I am not a math minded person, and she is completely our COO for a reason. I don't even know where our money is or goes, and she handles everything. So, and you know, I think that we have learned to decipher what each other mean and mm-hmm. our moods. It's really, people I think see us and they're like, it's really cool that, you know, if somebody needs a day off, we're like, go take a day off. Like,
yeah.
Take the time. Like, the only way we could build this business to what it is by being completely honest with each other. And we pretty much work 24/7. Like, and
one
I say
of us
that,
is working all the
somebody's
time.
Somebody's working 24/7. And we can only do that because then we're also honest and we're like, you're having a day. Like, do you want to go take a couple hours for a nap or go get some lunch or whatever? But, you know, we also know probably nobody else will love each other the way that we love each other.
Yeah,
and so,
yeah,
right. You know, we're there for all the ups and downs.
I mean, I think awesome. Thinking back to the last fight we had, which was a long time ago, mm-hmm. it was about you not getting rest. And that,
probably.
Like, those are the things that we argue about is like one of us will say to the other one, like, you're not okay. You need to go lie down. Or mm-hmm. when Olivia said, I think you should move your wedding because of COVID, like things like that, where it's always just mm-hmm. taking care of each other. I think,
right.
mm-hmm. you know, we naturally aren't. We were never competitive. Our parents never pitted us against each other. Like, yeah.
And I think I was going to say, just to finish that, like, it goes back to the business where it's like, I don't think we have the capacity right now.
Yeah.
For certain things. Or let's shutter this thing because it's not working right for us. But we always joke that, like, the business is like our baby that we co-parent. And mm-hmm. we have wonderful domestic equity with each other when it comes to that.
We do.
Yeah. That's awesome. So, okay, somebody's hearing it for the first time. Tell us exactly what is Fresh Starts Registry. And, you know, let's start there.
Fresh Starts Registry is the first and only divorce registry platform, as well as the premier network of divorce professionals. So what does that mean? That means that you can come to Fresh Starts and build a registry of items that you need for your new life, whether it's home items or whether it's for home office or for your kids. It's always free to build a registry. It is always free to browse our experts. It is always free to browse any of our resources. And we have so many resources. We have 3 free ebooks that are complete books on different divorce topics, hundreds of blog posts, podcasts, and we are really firm believers in divorce education and that it should be accessible and affordable. And then on the other side, we have 150 plus experts who are amazing humans, everything from divorce lawyers and coaches to therapists to mortgage lenders and everything in between. And all of our experts have to sign a waiver when they come on board that they are inclusive, they are shame-free, and they are judgment-free. And they offer free consultations and resources of their own and amazing, you know, workshops and packages. And then I do free one-on-one consultations with anybody navigating divorce. I have about 4 or 5 a day and I love them. I talk to you on Zoom. It is totally free. There's no upsell. All I do is I listen to what's going on. And then I say, let's support you. Let's get you the resources mm-hmm. you need. And I connect you directly to a free consult with an expert or two. And a bunch of free resources, and I'm here for whatever they need. And it's amazing. So we're literally there to cover every aspect of divorce and make it as affordable and accessible. And we always like to say our mission is to eliminate the overwhelm of anything you need during the divorce process.
That's amazing. So that in managing that overwhelm or taking mm-hmm. that away, how does a registry make that process of starting over a little bit more manageable?
Yeah, I love that. So when you're moving into a new house, there are so many things that you need, and mm-hmm. it is very overwhelming. And so one of the things that we've done is we've created these bundles. We have them by price and we have them by room. So we have like a $99 to $500 bundle. And then we have kitchen, bathroom, kids room, bedroom, things like that. And then we also, I got to have fun with doing like different aesthetic bundles, maximalist and boho and things like that. It can be really overwhelming to know what you need. Yeah. And to remember all the things that you need. I think I went to TK Maxx or TJ Maxx like 5 times when I was building out my house. And so we have in these bundles, like, here's everything you need for a kitchen. Here's pots, here's pans. And maybe they're not the pots and pans you're going to have forever, though we try to pick good ones to put on the registry bundles.
Right.
But at least there's something to start with. Here's some plates. Like, you need these things to live in a house.
Yeah.
So we try to remove the overwhelm with that. And then also, like I said before, bridging the gap between support and supporters. Mm. Creating a way to say, here's how to help me. We also offer scripts that say exactly what you can say on your email when you send out your registry to people. So you don't have to think about what to say because it's really awkward and it can be really uncomfortable and scary to do that. So here's a script. Another thing that we offer, which Olivia didn't mention, which is my favorite thing, mm-hmm. is the registry fairy. So if you build a registry with Fresh Starts and you send us your registry, the registry fairy might probably buy you something off of your registry. Uh-huh. And the registry fairy, who is me, loves looking at people's registries because it's amazing to see what they choose to put on them. One of the things that we're really proud of within those bundles is when Olivia was building out the kids' room bundle, was she made sure that everything that was on the list could be assembled by one adult. Because often when women leave homes more than people think. Everybody thinks like, mm-hmm. oh, women get everything. They get the house, whatever. Women often have to downsize, right? And so they leave their homes and they move into smaller places and they have to set up their kids' rooms and they're alone. And mm-hmm. how are you going to set up a big bed if you're alone? I've tried. It's not easy. And so one of the really, really important things to us was that everything in that kids' room bundle was able to be set up alone. And that is another way that we remove the overwhelm. If you order things off of that list, you're not going to have to worry if there's another adult in the house to help you build that bed.
That's wonderful. And it's so nice now, like, I mean, you know, in the times we live where you can do that, right? And mm-hmm. I've had this experience. So you can be mad at me if this isn't on your registry, but I doubt it. I'm sure there's something similar. You know, like, you know, my daughters went to college, or even I think we redid one of our kids' rooms. I can order the mattress and it's in a box that I can carry upstairs.
Yeah.
I mean, my husband could do it, but like, I was like, this is kind of cool. And then you know, cut it. Hopefully don't cut the mattress and then poof.
I've done it.
Like, expands, which that is such a different experience.
It is.
Than hauling a big old mattress and box spring. I mean, who even has space a car to do that, right?
Or having to have somebody having deliver it and to be in that really sometimes scary position to be a single woman in your home, and now somebody knows that you're a single woman in that house. Like, that's also scary. So yes, I have also done those mattresses in a box. They're amazing, but they will take you out if you're on the wrong end of it.
Gotta be careful for sure.
But careful.
Like, you know, that just that thought of that, right? Like that I can come in a box and you can do it, right?
Yes,
like the California King, that would be a challenge, right? But the twin,
but a double,
the queen, and a double, like, those aren't terrible.
Mm-mm. No, and so I think
fascinating.
And it's funny, Heather, that you mentioned that, because I think that really is like a theme for so much of what we do at Fresh Starts. Is we really, I think, because we don't come from a legal background, we're just people that went through a divorce as kids, and I went through mine. Jenny went through her breakup. That we come at this from a position of like, we understand what it's like to have to call a lawyer and be really scared and confused. Mm-hmm. And so when, like, we're building out a whole divorce dictionary of 400 words that people know, right? But I put the pronunciation for everything, because I can't, like, I get overwhelmed by that kind of stuff. And so if I had to call and, for example, like, pro se, right? Like, is it pro se? Is it pro sa? What do I say, right?
And you don't want to sound foolish.
You don't
want to
sound
right.
So scared. Yeah. So it's like those little tiny pieces of support that we pepper through everything we do really make a big difference. We have so many scripts on the website for telling the people in your life about the divorce. Mm. How do you tell your kid's teacher and the pediatrician or your colleagues, right? And then we share all of this on social media, and we really want people to use it and save it. Yeah. And people really do. They really, like, they come back for the scripts. They ask us for things. We love to build what is not out there yet. Often, like, I'll just give an example we just dealt with this week. I was getting questions nonstop about the government shutdown. Will it affect my divorce, right? Will it affect my divorce? So we took some time, did some research, right? Wrote a blog post, and people were super thankful for that. But we want to make sure that we always say, if we're here, you're not alone during the divorce process, and we'll be here by your side through the whole thing.
That's great. Now, let's talk a little bit, because, like, you know, that is amazing to have something that really can help people no matter where they are, right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, you can get areas that are specific, but they don't, like, cover everything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's talk about some of the experts available through your platform. Like, yeah. Can you talk about them and, like, how you do select them? Because, like, there's quite a list. I don't even know how. I mean, it's, like, over 50 just categories.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, let alone the people. It's a lot.
Yeah. I would say we started out kind of with the basics, right, of, like, who the basic hype. We call it a hype team, right? So who do you need on your hype team? So we kind of start with that. I always like to say we're kind of like the Sesame Street of divorce. So if you think back to like these are the people in your neighborhood, right? So you have your divorce lawyer, your divorce coach, right? Your mortgage lender, your realtor, your therapist. Maybe your children have a therapist, right? That's kind of like where we begin the journey. Financial advisors, CDFA. And then we build out from there, right? Do you need like a forensic accountant? Do you need all of these other things? We kind of started there. When we launched, we basically offered, you know, to the people we knew, do you want to come on board? You get an SEO optimized profile. We'll give you referrals. We really just started to build based on what the people around us needed. And then as people were looking for more things, right? Like, for example, a breath work, you know, facilitator or a somatic body coach, right? All of the nervous system. We would say, does anybody know somebody? But everybody applies to be an expert, and we have two levels of membership. That's how we make money. So we always say we make money the same way that we've always made money, which is in marketing. So essentially, we never, ever, ever charge anybody who's going through a divorce for anything. We are firm believers in that. That's a commitment we've made since the beginning. And we don't collect user data. So you don't have to put your email address in to get our free ebooks, to get a lot of the stuff. But we have two levels of membership for divorce professionals. For $25 a month, they can simply have a SEO optimized profile. They get warm referrals from me, as well as our networking events and the ability to promote their events and, you know, they collaborate with us on Instagram and all of these other great things. And then for $55 a month, they can really be part of the bigger community where we offer hot seat business coaching, open co-working hours, and like a video library, content library, and press and media opportunities as they come up. So we really have, you know, almost like two businesses in a way, because it's this marketing PR side for experts, and then they get the warm referrals. And I basically spend my day referring our experts to people. And then we support people going through divorce on the other side. So we've built this really strong ecosystem. Mm-hmm. And then our experts refer to each other and all of that stuff. So it's really cool to see this all, you know, it's taken 4 years and it's all coming together and building this world.
Yeah. And I think just to the point that you were saying, Heather, like, it's expansive and you don't know what you're going to need. You know, we have a teen leadership coach on our guide. And the other day, Olivia had a divorce resource consult with somebody that was like, just my teen is having so much trouble in school. I need a coach for them. And Olivia was like, we've got you. And I think, you know, we wrote this book of 250 scripts for simple scripts for what to say when you don't know what to say. And the scripts function the same way that experts do. You don't know what you need until you need it. And so we are really always inviting people to come join, because we understand, like Olivia said, we come from not the legal background. We come not from the divorce world. We come from the outside and we see what people need. So when somebody comes to me and they say like, well, I'm this kind of coach and I don't really necessarily support women going through divorce, I'm like, no, you don't understand. Like, that's something that people need, right? Yeah. Olivia said, we have a nervous system regulation coach. We've got somatic coaches. We've got astrologers. Like, people connect with all different things when they're healing. You know, we've got spiritual coaches. We have somebody that is, you know, helps women sort of come out of Christianity and refine their spirituality within that. That's a big thing that people are dealing with when they're going through divorce often. So you just don't know what you're going to need. And we always want to be there for people to connect them to people that they trust, because again, it is all still in its own way, word of mouth. And we want to have the biggest Rolodex of people. We love connecting people. Olivia is a terrible romantic matchmaker, but she's wonderful for everything else.
Yeah. I'm a divorce matchmaker.
That is great. Now, and like off of that because, you know, divorce is often seen as a failure, even, mm-hmm. you know, looking at yourself and within your marriage and then, of course, others. Why do you both believe it's actually a brave beginning? Which, of course, you know, I agree with you.
I always felt like, you know, the whole point of being here as a human is to grow and learn, right? And sometimes we grow together and that's beautiful. Yeah. And sometimes we grow apart and that's okay, mm-hmm. right? So we like to call it, I think I once called it, a holy recalibration or something like that.
Yeah, I saw somebody quote you on that.
And somebody kept, so then that became like, people kept quoting me on that. They were like, oh, Olivia called it a reclamation, a recalibration. And I was like, you know what? But it is. Divorce is spiritual and it is a walk through the fire and you find yourself on the other side. And I don't know, I just feel like, you know, we've said this forever, but like, how could anything be a failure if you put time into it and you get things out of it and you learn from it, right?
Right.
It's just a transition. We actually use that phrase, a transition to divorce. It's not an ending or a beginning, you know, of this new thing, but definitely not a failure. And that is a hill that I will, you know, die on for sure.
Yeah, I think that I believe we're always in a process of becoming. We're never done, and we are constantly becoming mm-hmm. the person that we're supposed to be. And if in that process, that means that you have to navigate away from the person that you've married or had children with, that to me is a perfectly acceptable thing. And especially when you have children with somebody, divorce is just a new definition of the relationship, right? You do not get to never talk to that person again if you have children with them. So it is just a new phase of your relationship that you're having with them. And you can do that really successfully. And that's, I think, you know, like when I think of women winning divorce, it's living your best life and making sure that if you have children, making mm-hmm. sure that they're able to live their best life. Like we always say that when people are worried that they should or shouldn't leave because of their children, we're like, you know, the children are in the house with you. They know what's going on. Mm-hmm. We knew what was going on, mm-hmm. right? And you're aware when your parents aren't happy and you're aware and you feel that. And so we always just want people to be living their most joy. Like, mm-hmm. one of my things that I always remind people is there are no rules. Nobody's ever going to hand you a book and say, this is exactly what you have to do. And if you do it, you're going to be successful for life. Mm-hmm. That doesn't exist. And I think once you, I always say like, blow up your own life, you start recognizing that there are just no rules. There's no mm-hmm. way to win it and there's no way to lose it. Like you can just pursue your own joy. And so if you're pursuing your joy and your safety, that's not a loss.
Yeah, I agree with that completely. And it's nice, right? Because we have to reframe the conversation around it because it's happening. And, you know, women every day all over the world mm-hmm. that they are getting divorced, their choice or not, right?
Yep.
Either or. Sometimes it's just happening. And it doesn't have to be a negative. You don't have to be a failure. And you don't have to be married to matter, right? Mm-mm. And I think that is an important conversation to have, for sure. I think for women, and it helps them, especially when they have children, right? Mm-hmm. Because there's just like you said, the whole nother level of what's going on. And I think, you know, when I'm, you know, obviously it's called Women Winning Divorce. I'm super duper competitive in not in good ways and bad ways. Like I'll just be flat out honest, right? I'm always competing, even if the other person in the room isn't. And that's not always great. Mm-hmm. But regardless, I do think that you win for yourself and for your child if the relationship is not working because you teach them you don't have to be in that. And ideally, right, like I think we all hope and believe this, you can both be better parents if you're removed from what's causing, you know, the bad marriage. And it allows you to show up, you know, as your better version, which we all want, right? I think we all truly are trying to do that all the time, right? Be the best parents, be the best friends and family members. But sometimes we just get stuck and sometimes you got to leave.
I think that that's a conversation too that needs to start happening at a lot younger. Like I think so many people want to start talking about how to prevent divorce and bad marriages. I think we need to start talking about how to prevent divorce when girls are 13, 14, and we're starting to talk to them about why marriage is the most important thing they're ever going to do. You know, I think that that's when it needs to start because there's so much cultural conversation around why you have to get married, why you have to have children, why you have to do it young. And, you know, I hear women being like, I'm 30. Is it too late? And like, you're a baby. You're a baby. And so I think when we stop pushing people to get married at young ages and old, you know, and making marriage the end all be all, that's when you start seeing a decline in divorce statistics, because yes. which, you know, because then it's like people are actually going to be getting married with full frontal lobes. And
that's what I was going to say, a fully functioning brain, right?
A fully functional brain. I mean, all of these things. And I think to your point, too, like our parents were happier after their divorce mm-hmm. and they've both been happier and they both really value love. And I think we both benefited from that in our own ways of mm-hmm. them saying to me, like, well, if you're not loved the way you should be, like, don't stay. And, you know, Olivia faced no judgment from my parents and our family and all support when it came down that that was the decision that she had to make. Though they did say to her, like, go to couples counseling, like, mm-hmm. try to solve it, you know, try to fix it, which everybody, you know, I think is important to say that, like, our yes. divorced parents definitely were trying to support her marriage as much as they needed to and could.
Yes. Now, okay, Jenny, as mm-hmm. an etiquette expert. Yes. Mm-hmm. What role do rituals or traditions play in reframing life after divorce? Because I really want to.
I love this because I also studied religious studies in college. And I love the concept of ritual and tradition. I think rebuilding ritual and tradition post-divorce is such a beautiful thing. I was actually just talking to a friend of mine, Vivi, today, and she was saying she's Jewish, and she was saying that she was trying to figure out what Yom Kippur means to her now. And I share that because she shared it on her social media, but she's been public about it. But I think thinking about what holidays mean to you, what traditions mean to you, what Saturday night means to you, you get to reconsider all of it. Like, you mm-hmm. get to really start from scratch if you want to. You get to take pieces from your old life and you get to build it exactly the way that you want. And building those traditions and ritual is a beautiful way to start reclaiming your space and your time and your values as a person with your children, if you don't have children, whatever that is. There is no such thing as a too small of a family. You and yourself are a family, and you get to have rituals, and you get to say, sorry, that's not what we do on Christmas, even if it's just you, even if it's you mm-hmm. and the cat. You get to decide that. And so I think rebuilding that starts framing out your life, right? All of those rituals, all of those traditions. If you think of it like a house, it's the wood that starts framing it out. And then you get to build on top of that. So I just see it as this beautiful reclaiming of your time and your space and the way that you want to live your life, of building out those rituals and traditions for yourself.
I love that. I do. And that's so important. Again, that's another thing that it can really hit hard.
Yeah.
After divorce, holidays, traditions, mm-hmm. yeah. things. Yeah. And that's something that, you know, they're not everybody thinks about, right, no. in the beginning or in it. And so I think that is great advice and you know, yeah.
And you can really
permission.
Think like, yeah, you can think like, well, do I enjoy that? You know, my ex was Russian, and for Russians, New Year's is a really big holiday, and I don't like New Year's. And so it was something, and I, you know, I did it and I was there. And then after we broke up, I was like, I can reconsider how I celebrate New Year's. I don't have to do it like that anymore. And I get to yeah. stay home. And, you know, my husband and I, we stay home for New Year's, and we make a meal together, and it's very cozy. And that is something that you're allowed to do. You're allowed to take those moments and go, right. wait, what have I been doing? Do I like this? What pieces do I like? Right. Mm-hmm. What do I want to maybe the pieces that I like, they make me feel a certain way. How do I pursue that feeling? And building your rituals off of the things that are working. It's all data points. Everything that yeah. you interact with is a data point. So if you can start collecting those data points and understanding them, then you can build from there.
All right. So then we're going so fast through the show. But Olivia, you're known for showing up authentically, even in the messy moments. Why is that so important to your mission?
I love this. Yes, I am always on social media and I'm very authentic. I think that we have to share what real life is like with each other because we need to normalize it all, mm. right? So much of the messages that I get, so many messages I get from women are along the lines of like, I was feeling what you were saying, but I didn't know how to say it. And then you said it and you gave words to my feelings. And I get chills every time I get those messages because I'm a firm believer if I went through something and I felt something, somebody else did too. And so I'm going to talk about it and I'm going to normalize it and say, hey, no, my marriage had all these issues with it. And also I grieve my marriage, right? It's a messy, complicated thing. And, you know, all of the emotions that come with that and raising kids by myself and being a multi-generational divorce family and all of these things, you know, we have to be honest. And I think that so much of the community we've built around us and Fresh Starts has come from just our complete honesty about who we are as people, how building a business is rough sometimes, how, you know, I would rather spend my Saturday nights, you know, building miniatures instead of going out on dates because that's where I am in my life right now. But I want other women to see, like, it's okay. You don't have to jump back into the dating pool or you can take time or you can if you want, right? But I've been sharing my story authentically and it has only ever brought me better things in my life. And people respond to that in a big way. We have to show what life is really like. It's not an Instagram highlight reel, right? Yeah. And so we need to talk about that.
And you always say, Olivia, your story is somebody else's roadmap. You don't know who you're helping when you share authentically.
I mean, yesterday a friend message me on Instagram. I get a lot of people I know will message me on Instagram when they talk about divorce because they don't want it in their text messages. And so somebody I know messaged me on Instagram. And all she said was, I'm sitting in the divorce lawyer's office and I would not be here without you. And, you know, and this is somebody I talked to her years ago about potential divorce. Right. But it takes so long sometimes for people to come to that place. So I truly couldn't imagine a better job or life that we have built. Like, I just love talking to people and helping them get the support they need all day. And it's amazing the amount of people that come back to us literally every day and they say, wow, you connected me to this lawyer and they were compassionate and kind. Like, I didn't know that was possible. Or I needed help with a custody thing and I booked a call immediately for this divorce coach, right? Like, that's why we're here. And that's why we built this. And it's so exciting to see it like really come to life.
That's awesome. That's great. So for women listening who are just beginning their divorce journey, what's the very first step they can take today to start fresh?
I would say book a call with me. Number one, I have availability, you know, every Monday through Friday. And what we do is we chat on Zoom for 15 minutes and I hear what's happening. And then I recommend experts and resources. And sometimes it's just read this book or read a free ebook or download this, you know, workshop or whatever. And sometimes it's, I think you should talk to a divorce coach or here's a lawyer or just call a mortgage person, right? See what they say. It's so scary. We do a lot of work around those immediate moments, right? We call them survival scenarios. It's like, oh my gosh, my husband said he wants a divorce right now. What do I do in this moment, right? Yeah. And nobody teaches you. I always say nobody teaches you how to get divorced. And so if you're listening to this and you are considering divorce or somebody in your life, like your spouse would like to divorce and you don't know where to get started, get in touch with us. You can always message me. I read all of my DMs and I respond to them as a human. It's me. It's me behind the curtain. And so you can message us on Fresh Starts Registry or Olivia Howell, which is my name. And if you don't want to talk to me, you can just tell me what's going on in messages and I'll direct you to the right resources, maybe just a blog post to get started.
Yeah.
We have a whole free ebook called What to Consider When You're Considering Divorce. And it's literally just hundreds of questions of things you can be thinking about before you even call Heather, right? And get in touch with her. So, you know, get started with us. We're here to help.
That's wonderful. Well, all right. Well, we touched on it a little earlier, but I do ask everybody because our show is called Women Winning Divorce, and I do believe in, you know, winning at life. And so I would love to know from each one of you, what does winning at life mean to you?
Do you want to go guess?
Sure. Winning at life to me is getting to lead a life exactly the way that you want to. So for me personally, it means not setting an alarm in the morning. And it means getting to do work that feels really fulfilling and important and beautiful, that I get to touch people's lives every day, and getting to work with my sister from home is pretty awesome. And it just means creating a life that you feel loved and joyful. And, you know, I always believe that the truest form of self-care is creating a life you don't want to escape. And I was just in Italy with my husband for a week and we just kept going, I just really want to go home. I really want to get back to our life. And so I think winning at life is just taking all of the data points, like I said before, from your life that you've noticed. I am the science math nerd in the sister relationship, and taking all of those data points and figuring out where the connections are, where the through lines are, what you like to do, how you like to spend your days, the food that feels good in your body and the exercise that feels really wonderful to your form. So like just creating a life that feels exactly like you and not really making any sacrifices for that.
Yeah, love what it. She said. No,
Olivia,
I think for me, winning really is taking the pain that you've gone through and building something for other people to not feel as much pain. And there, I always tell my kids, and I was a teacher, a middle school teacher for many years before marketing, and I would tell my students, there's always options. There are always options. There's another way to do it. Yeah. Divorce is always an option, right? Even if it's a million baby steps, right? And you're going to get there eventually. And it's, you know, I talk to a lot of women that don't have any money, no money of their own. And I say, even if you can start saving $5 here and there, right? Just get it into a bank account. And so for me, it's like, what can I use that I've been through to help other people that I've won? If I helped one person because of my story, then that's it. That's the whole point of why we're here as humans. So that's winning to me.
Well, thank you both so much. And lastly, where can our listeners find you too for more information and resources?
Absolutely. We are at freshstartsregistry.com and Fresh Starts Registry on Instagram. We have a divorce podcast, which features all of our amazing experts just answering questions about divorce. And that's called Divorce Happens. So you can go listen to that. We have hundreds of episodes. And you can get everything, all the resources are on freshstartsregistry.com.
Well, thank you both so much. We've reached the end of our show today, and I really appreciate having you, Olivia Dreisen Howell, and Jenny Dreisen for joining us and sharing your inspiring story, your insights on why divorce can be a courageous and fresh start, and how women can rebuild with the right support are so valuable to our listeners. Thank you both.
Thank you so much, Heather.
I think we're done.
Listeners, if you or someone you know in the Northeast Florida area is going through or even thinking about divorce, you're not alone. Taking that first step can feel overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be. Our newsletter is filled with actionable advice tailored to guide you through this process. By signing up, you'll gain the tools to face the unknown with courage and see if we're the right fit to support you during this life-changing time. Don't wait. Click the link in the show notes, fill out the form, and take the first step toward building a brighter future today.
This podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only and is not an advertisement for legal services. The information provided on this podcast is not intended to be legal advice. If you have a legal issue, please contact an attorney in your local jurisdiction. The views and opinions expressed by the hosts and guests are solely those of the individuals and do not represent the views or opinions of the firms or organizations with which they are affiliated. This podcast is available for private, non-commercial use only. Any editing, reproduction, or redistribution of this podcast for commercial use or monetary gain without the expressed written consent of the podcast's creator is prohibited.